John, what was your thoughts on that narrow defeat?
I thought it's a game of very fine margins, and I've just said that to my players. I thought at half-time we came in very, very confident, comfortable, thought we were the team that looked like scoring. Their keeper pulled off some really good saves, and it was an accomplished first-half performance. We knew they'd come back into it like they always do. You've got to try and keep this crowd quiet, and that was my message again at half-time. And fine margins are Marshall. Marshall getting a bit of space, and we know he can do it, and we knew he'd be a threat today, and we kept him really quiet first-half. But that one time he gets a bit of space, he creates a goal, and then after that, the home team, then they lift, and then it's then it becomes difficult to get back into it. And I thought there were some good performances today. So can't fault the lads' energy. But these fine margins is what I'm aware of, and it's what I've got to work on for the remainder of the season and building into next year as well. But I've just said to them now, we can't feel sorry for ourselves. That's three defeats now, and it's now what we do next, and we have to make sure we take some energy and some positives out of that game into Saturday for Oxford.
Seemed to be a messy goal, if you like, and it fortunately fell into Billy Clark's path, and you saw at the other end fell into Kieran Morris's path, and the goalkeeper made a good save, and those are the fine margins.
Yeah, it does. Over the season, I think it works itself out, so I'm not gonna moan too much and make excuses. I can't fault the lads' effort. I thought from set pieces, again, I thought we were really good today. So it shows we're improving in certain departments, and that sometimes I think you make your own luck. And I think Andreas was really unlucky in the first half. Great save from the keeper. But Mitch looked good when he came on, the young lad. And I said there's potentially lots of nice positive stories to be made, but we just need to make, we never get tired of doing those small percentages that make you a winning team, make you very difficult to beat. And And that was the main message I got to the players today.
Let's dwell on the positives first then. Andreas Makris, that was a good performance from him. He was really unlucky not to get his first goal in English football this afternoon.
He was, and I thought him and Frank occupied them really well first half. I thought we were a threat on transition. Ozzy and Kieran running with the ball as well. And the kid deserves a run of games. Everybody else has had that chance, so Andreas deserves that chance because he's worked well in training this week. Frank's worked really well in training as well, and it's a tight call who plays up top, whether Simeon comes in, and that's why with Ammer picking up a slight groin, it gives an opportunity for me to bring Mitch in. But we just have to make sure we regroup and we try and stay hungry for the weekend.
To see Tobias Hales-Doherty and Mitch Canlin on the bench, that's quite some reward for your youngsters, isn't it? Mitch getting 10 minutes today.
Yeah, it's a reward for them because I've always said all along, age is nothing to me. If you're good enough and you can prove yourself with the under-23s, and I'm getting glowing reports from my coaches and John Ward and Graham Briggs, and if you're good enough, I will bring you into my team, and our kids are our future. And we have to face that. And it's great for me. It's great for me to be able to put him on. But I'm not putting him on just to get so. I'm putting him on because the kid's good enough. And if you look at him, you wouldn't think he was a young 16-year-old. He's a young one, a first year. And you can see he's a threat. He's something we haven't got. And you can see what kind of player he'll turn into. And I think he's very similar to White for them, that type of player. And also you've got Tobias, who's got raw pace. And it would have been nice to be in a position where you can put him on today. But again, we have to see if we can try and get an opportunity to win the game.
So are we likely to see that as the season sort of closes, more youngsters maybe filling the bench and getting more game time?
If they're good enough, I'm not just putting kids on for the sake of it. If they prove themselves and we feel they're ready, then they'll get a chance. And if you look at what's happened with Erhan and Owen's injury, so things happen in football, don't they? And Cameron Peters, who's done really well, probably would have got his chance, but he's picked up a niggle. So suddenly then, Mitch is the next in line. So that's why you've got to always make sure you train right and you're ready when called upon. And him and Tobias have done really well, and you can see they've got something different, raw pace. He's a good target man. He looks after the ball, and for somebody of a young age, it's exciting for me as the gaffer to know I've got these players coming through.
That's three defeats in a row, as you've already alluded to, the first time under your control, in fact. How do you ensure this season just doesn't peter out now?
I have to keep showing them probably why I said at half time, the team I think that does the basics in the first 10 minutes will probably get an opportunity to win the game. And I thought they did it. I thought they turned it in and put us under pressure and built momentum. And then suddenly it's difficult then to get out your defensive third. And in the first half, we did it to them. And you can see how much then it gave us the front foot and the momentum. So we have to learn. We have to get better. It has to hurt to get beat. And it does. The players, you can see the effort they put in today. This wasn't an end of season game for us. We're really keen on finishing as high as we can and getting as many points on the board as we can.
Thank you, John.
I just lost two more. Ame, so he's got a thigh injury. Is it serious?
Ame, slight groin.
Slight groin.
Yeah, he picked it up on Thursday. Not serious, no, very slight. He had a fitness test yesterday, but wasn't quite right. So it obviously gave the opportunity then to bring Mitch onto the bench. And, I thought he took it well. I thought the kid did okay for his debut. Mm. And you can see that we've got some exciting prospects. And, we'll see who pushes for a place next week in train. I just want to see who's ready to train hard and who's ready to fight for a place, so our home fans have something to shout about next week.
And no Will Randall today. Was that because you wanted to give the players, your young players, a chance and the experience of being?
Yeah, I've been honest with Will and I've been honest with Wolves, and it worked out against Will a little bit because he's a winger, and suddenly with Lady not getting back and with Owen we flipped to a three, it worked really well. So it more or less, he's competing against Joe, he doesn't miss any games. Mm. So it's a difficult one, but I have to face the fact now I've got Tobias, who's a young winger, who's mine, so I have to think about my future, so I have to try and blood these young kids now and give them the experience of possibly playing in front of 17,000 at Bradford, and unfortunate, but that's life.